Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another week, another opportunity to share relevant releases from the Empowerment Place and our anointed, appointed, chosen guest. Amen. We are super, super, super excited this week to have as our guest Ms. Tracy Johnson. Tracy has been a part of my life for several years. I don't know how many years we count back, Tracy? I don't know. We'll just say 7 years.
About 7 years.
yeah, amen. and Tracy has, I've watched her. Even when I wasn't right up on top of her, close to her, I've watched Tracy. And I've watched her be patient. Some days patient more so than others. Amen. But enduring the journey that the Lord has set before her. And so we're excited this week that Tracy is with us, and she's going to share with us from the topic, Waiting on God for My Promise. And so, Tracy, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to you for you to introduce yourself further if you feel led, or to just share what it is the Spirit of God has placed on your heart. Amen.
Amen. Well, first and foremost, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, who is the head of my life. And I will also would like to give honor to my apostles, Benny and Valerie Burrell. And I will also love to give appreciation and love to my pastor, Ms. Florence Winfield from Resurrection Temple of God. And I also would love to give just a big hug and kisses to my fellow church members as well at Resurrection Temple of God. I love you all with so much. When Apostle asked me to come on to the blog radio, I was kind of hesitant because I looked at the fact that I'm not a pastor, I'm not an apostle, I'm not a minister. I sing and I dance. I'm not a person that was, you know, I was always afraid to speak about the Word of God. But I thought about it and I prayed about it, and God just told me, just speak about yourself, speak about where you are right now in your life and where I'm taking you. So when God spoke to me and when the title Waiting on God's Promise, I just thought about where I am now in my life. And I had to just think about what is a waiting and what is a promise. So I took the time and I had to go out in the Webster and I had to define what does that mean for me as a woman of God. So to define wait is to stay in place in expectation, to remain stationary in readiness of expectation. That is wait. To define promise is to give good grounds for expecting a particular occurrence of situation. So if you look at this definition for both wait and promise, the word that stands out is expectation, expecting. So we as Christians, we as women and men of God, we are expecting, we are waiting, we are asking for God, we are asking for a promise from God, and we're waiting on that expectation to manifest in our life. So when I looked at both of those words, I had to say to myself, Lord, I am expecting, I am waiting on that promise that I asked for you a long time ago. So when I wrote this, out of my heart and my pain and suffering, when I share this with you, I want this to encourage each and every one of you, whether you've gone through it, whether you're in it now, or whether you're over it. I just hope that my story do help you. So when I looked in the Bible and I was looking at the scriptures, Psalms 27:14 stood out. And it states, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So I went a little further. I wanted to look a little bit deeper, and I wanted to look at a different translation just to kind of break it down to my level. So I looked at the New Living Testament, and it states, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave. Be courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. For some Christians, that can be hard to do. Most of us want things to happen in our lives as soon as we ask God for it. But that's not the case. We must go through some things and experience some stuff before the release. We must purge and free ourselves of things that are not of God and fill it up with the Word of God. It may not happen in a week. It may not happen in a month. It may not even happen in 6 months or a year. But we must work on freeing ourselves so we can walk in boldness of Christ. It's in God's timing when he's ready to release what he has for us. You see, God is trying to transform us and build our character and reconstruct us so we can handle what is about to come our way. God will give us something so small to see how we will handle the little things before he gives us what we desire of our heart. So we as Christians must treat the small things like it's the last thing we will ever receive from God. And see, I've been waiting on my promise for quite some time. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've gotten weary, frustrated throughout my season of waiting. But the Holy Spirit keeps assuring me that everything will work out and not to hold on, but to hold on and be patient and don't give up. And stay on track. During my process of waiting, I did get off track. I've been in bad relationships that God didn't pick for me. I picked them myself. I had a very type of relationship of guys that I liked. I liked them tall, dark skinned, a man that smelled good, a man that could wine and dine me the way I like. Oh, trust me, I did have that so-called man in my life with all those qualities that I wanted. I did not want to wait for God. I wanted right then and right now. And I wanted what I wanted. I went ahead of God. Then that turned out to be not what I thought it would be. It all ended bad, and I wasted 12 years of my life with someone that I thought was that person for me. I did not wait on God. I chose for myself, not waiting on the Lord. Throughout my 30s, I dealt with relationships wrong. I felt I had to give to receive love. I didn't love myself. I fell deep in depression. I did excessive eating, gaining weight, losing hair, just didn't love myself at all. And when I lost my mother at the age of 30, and losing a job all within 2 years, I felt unworthy of anything in my life. And through it all of this, I was still going to church and not getting anything from church at all. I would sit in that pew, clap my hands, sing the song, and still not feel a thing. I would leave and do the same thing all over again, hanging out with the same people, dating the same no-good type of dude, doing what I wanted to do, all the time, and be right back in church on Sunday doing the same thing in the same pew, clapping my hands and singing the songs. But one day I was approached by a pastor to be one of the leaders of the praise dance ministries at the church I was going to at the time. As she was talking to me, I was trying to ignore her, what she was saying, and I was telling myself, girl, You don't need to do this. You are not worthy of this assignment. You are dirty. You hanging out with 4 and 5 different guys. You going out with all your girlfriends to the club and whatever. What you gonna do hanging doing an assignment dancing for a ministry? What is that? I struggled with it. I didn't want to do it. I was so messed up inside. I did not want to put my tainted self on those kids. And I have the congregation looking at me as I was a joke. But deep down inside, when I tell y'all, deep down inside, past it all, past the ugliness and the disappointment and the shame and the ugliness, I felt I needed to do this for myself. I felt that my breakthrough was through that. as I began to practice with the children, they on Mondays and Wednesdays, they began to fill a void in my life. And that having that urge for being in a relationship kind of faded away because the children took that void from me. And then being with them and learning the Word of God and then sitting amongst other women that knew the Word of God, it interests me. It turned me towards the Lord. I continued to struggle with not loving myself through the whole process of being a leader. But one Sunday morning, my God, one Sunday morning, I was given the opportunity to dance a solo. And I can just remember that day right now. And when I was asked to dance that solo, inside of me, I was kind of scared. But the Holy Spirit said, "You got this." But all during that time when I was still an ugly and shameful, I would always listen to songs in my car going to work saying, "Lord, by that song, Lord, I trust you." By Ernest Pugh, "I trust you, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, I trust you." I would just listen to that song and cry myself to and from. But there was other songs that I listened to as well. But one day, when I decided to dance, I gave God my all when I danced. I poured myself out in the dance, and I could feel the Holy Spirit taking over me and through my dance, through my arms and my motion. And after I danced that song, people would come up to me and say, "Girl, baby girl, you danced that dance. You have God's anointing on you." But it's like after I danced that dance, it's like I came right back down to feeling shame and bitterness and cold and not feeling loving myself all over again. As I listened and I prayed that no one would see my depression and the shame for it that I was enduring, I pushed through it. When I danced, I pushed through my pain. When I danced, I pushed through my suffering. When I danced, I pushed through the depression. When I danced, I pushed through everything that I could when I danced. That's why today I love to dance, because it's my connection with the Lord. It's feel like I have that one-on-one connection with the Lord when I dance. When I move my arm to the left, when I move my arm to the right, I feel as if I'm giving God my glory, that I'm saying, "Lord, I thank you for just being who you are in my life." The other time, I was at a church conference, and it was a woman minister that was preaching, and she was preaching on the woman at the well. And when I read that scripture for myself, the part that stood out to me is John 4:13. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." I said to myself, "That is me, Lord. I am waiting on that breakthrough, my deliverance, my promise, my husband, my children. Lord, I want to drink from the fountain you provided that will give me everlasting life." When I said that, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to wait on the Lord, stay focused, and wait patiently. It will be fulfilled. Drink the living water, and it will give you life. It will even renew your mind. It will give you everlasting life. Just wait. And see, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still waiting on God. I pray every morning before I get out of my bed that God would hear my prayer. And I know he's heard my prayer. So when I go to work, when I get in my car and I go by my day, I go with boldness that I know that I'm waiting for my expectation of my Father to deliver my promise to me. And yes, I'm still waiting. And I've had some setbacks, trust me. I've had some setbacks. I can tell you I've had setbacks this summer. But I got up and I rededicated myself to my waiting and keeping my focus on the Lord. I'm not going to say it's easy, but as long as I have the Lord on my side and I'm keeping myself in his word and applying the word to my life, I know the promise he told me will manifest. So Christians, we need to keep our eyes on the Lord and withholding nothing from him. He knows everything. Trust me, he knows everything. He knows our head. He knows what we're going to do on next Saturday. He knows what we're going to do around Christmas time. Just know that he knows everything that we do. So we cannot outsmart our Father. We have to be true to ourselves. And most of all, we have to. You hear me? We have to be true to God. Because God sees our heart. He doesn't worry about what we say out of our mouth. He doesn't worry about what's in our mind. He worries about what's in our heart. Our heart has to be pure. So I am working on a pure heart for myself to this day, making sure that I have a pure heart for me and for me to help others. Because I know that there's young women out here that are going through what I'm going through, being a single woman that's never been married, never don't have kids, but wanting what God promised them. It may not be that. It may be something smaller than this. But just know just to wait on the Lord and be patient. Don't give up. Keep striding. Just know that it's going to happen. Like I stated, it may not happen next month. It may not happen 6 months from now. It may not happen next year. But just know it's going to happen. And when it happens, it's going to be beautiful. And trust me, I'm waiting and I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to backslide no more. I'm going to keep my head to the hills. Come into my health, come into my strength. I'm going to keep striving to be who God called me to be the woman that God called me to be. Just know.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Just know. Just be true to God. Just be true to God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And listeners, I need y'all to understand that, you know, while Tracy is sharing that she is waiting on God, I need you all to know that Tracy's not just sitting down doing nothing, but while she's waiting on God, she's serving God. She's listening to hear what it is the Spirit of God would have her to do, and she's obeying him in the service. And so, wow, we just bless God. We have a caller, 804, last four digits, 2052. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. 804, last four digits, 2052. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Tracy.
Yes, hi, Dad.
Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Hang on in there, baby.
I am, Dad.
God has got a blessing for you.
Amen. I receive
Don't
it
give up.
In the name of Jesus. I'm not.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
I'm not.
You know, I told you that. You know, you know, me and your mama both told you that. Just hang on in there. And God has got a blessing for you. Don't give up. Give out before you give up. Just keep
Amen.
Holding on.
Amen. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Deacon.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. So have a good
Amen.
Night.
You too, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. 804, last four digits,
2780. You're live. Amen. Praise. God bless you. Thank you for joining.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Apostle Valerie, Sister Tracy, this is Apostle Gloria. And
amen.
Hi, Apostle Gloria.
Hi, sweetheart. I just want to encourage you, and I thank God for you waiting on God. And as I was listening to you, the one thing that came to mind is that I wish I had had someone in my life at that time when I was waiting on a husband or waiting on different things in my life, because what you said tonight resonated with me as to where I wish I had waited for a lot of different things to happen in my life. But mm-hmm. Be encouraged. It just blessed my heart. And as I said, if I had had someone like you speaking into my life way back when, I think it would have made life much easier.
Amen.
God bless you. Know that I continue to pray for you, and I'm just excited about what's on the horizon for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. 804, last 43515. You're live. God bless you.
Blessings to you, my daughter Tracy. This is Linda Brown.
Hey, Minister Linda.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here, like, weeping, hearing your testimony. It's so great. It's so wonderful. I know some of what you've gone through. And I give God glory for the place of where you are, because I know you're encouraged. You know, I know you've gotten into that place now. You came to a realization, and I thank God for it. I thank God for your testimony. I mean, it says it all. It says it all. And in that, it says that you are encouraged. In it, it says that you are moving forward. And in it, it says that you're not turning back. In it, it says that you are pressing toward the mark. So I give God praise for you, and I just see great things for you. However God lays it out, it is in his timing. He knows when you're ready. So I give God praise for that. You just bless my heart. You and Kendall are so special to me, and it just blessed my heart to hear your testimony. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's all right, I got
now.
To say.
All right,
I'm That's all I got to say. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. It blessed me. It encouraged me. All right. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Love you.
Amen. Amen. We do have a few more minutes if there's another who'd like to share from the testimony that that Tracy released on tonight. You can press one and we can bring you live. Wow. Bless the Lord. 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 I just say bless the Lord, Tracy.
Amen
for, again, me being able to watch you in this process and watch you and be there some days to help encourage you on this journey to see you where you are now. When I look back, you know, I just bless God. Like Linda said, like Gloria said, like your dad said, you know, it takes tenacity and it takes perseverance and it takes a made-up mind to endure, even when it's not the easiest thing to do. But we know that we got to do the God thing and the God thing. But when we want to reap the benefits of a relationship with him and we want to receive the promises that he has for us, we know that it requires that we be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can all say obedience. We've lived it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And I tell
yes,
people all the time, I sacrifice to nothing. I sacrifice enough. I don't want to sacrifice anything else. I want what God has for me. And so in that, you know, it is my desire daily to do that which is pleasing in his sight. Again, we do have several callers. If there's another who would like to share, you can press one and we can bring you live. Amen. So, Tracy, with the dance ministry, I know that you've danced, I've seen you at least once at RTG. Are you still ministering in dance? Is that something that's on the horizon that we can look to see more of in the future?
Yes, that it is on the horizon that you will start seeing more of, because that's my passion. That is
Amen.
My passion.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Yes, thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Well, listeners, I thank you all for joining us tonight. I know that I have been encouraged by what it is that the Lord has released through Tracy, and I pray that each of you listening on tonight, you know, if this wasn't for you, I'm going to encourage you to share this. If you're on social media, share this on your Facebook page. Share this on your Twitter page. Share this on your Instagram. Share this, because there are others who need to hear this. There are other singles, even married folks that are in a place, I'm going to say it this way, that are in a place where they now have to posture themselves to wait on the manifestation of what it is that God has for them. And again, know that this waiting is not stagnant. You're positioning yourself through service according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that you're in place to receive what it is that God has for you. And so, yeah, I encourage you all to share this, share this message so that others will be encouraged to know that they can make it. It may not be easy, but they can make it. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. I invite you all to join us again on next Sunday for another relevant release. I'm going to see if I can get Apostle Benny to release a word next week. Amen. I'm going to try. Amen. If not, I'll be right back here releasing a word. I want to encourage you all in the Bluefield, Virginia, West Virginia area. We will be hosting Hear Me Roar Bluefield on Saturday. This will be the last Hear Me Roar for this year, and actually the last Hear Me Roar as we are moving forward in 2020 with a new book launch in December. Want you all to keep your eyes and ears open for it. We do have a date of December 14th. It'll be held in West Point, Virginia. But more details will be forthcoming for the release of I'm Ready to Roar and conferences forthcoming in 2020. We already have 4 states lined up for the conference tour and are working on some other locations and dates. So we encourage you to stay following us. Stay connected as God is moving tremendously. We do have intercessory prayer on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 p.m. If you have a prayer request, find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or you can find our page, Empowerment Place Ministries. Send in your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. As always, we desire, as people of God, men and women of God, that every day you do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, it is our hope that you, my brothers and sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Tracy, again, we say thank you and God bless you for your time. Thank you so much for the release. I know that it's going to accomplish everything that the Lord placed it in your spirits, release your people, that it will bring forth a harvest. To our listeners, thank you so much again for joining us. Know that we love you. We love you greatly. God loves you too. Have a good night. Be blessed.